Head over to the livestock side. Of course, no cash as of yet. Can we just say that they're going to wait till this afternoon's cattle on feed report?
Oh, absolutely. That's typically what they've been doing, and that would not surprise me one bit. You know, futures have had a pretty good move without any, you know, cash trading, but the nearby, especially April and June, are been the movers to the upside, and the feeders have really worked higher as well. Technically, the feeders look pretty strong yet, and today you're setting back a little bit on the fats, but in general, it's still been a moving to the upside. Now, keep in mind, you do have that cattle on feed report, which sometimes can change directions of the market. Obviously, all the numbers and people will be looking at that placement number. They're expecting an average estimate of 92.7. So that's the number I think is key to watch in the cattle on feed report.
What about for the hogs? They're in their own little world.
I would say that would be a good way of putting that. Yes, the hogs, they tried to work a little higher, but they're still struggling. You know, weights are the same as a year ago, but they're, you know, 3 pounds off of record highs. So we still have a lot of hogs around. You can tell that, you know, the market's obviously discounted. April's all the way down to, you know, right now around 58, you know, that we just have a lot of production. And when that port strike slowed down a lot of our movement for exports, hopefully, you know, we can get that moving again because that market's changed dramatically from where it was last year at this time. Last year at this time, actually, we hit a high in the market, you know, and then set back a little bit. Now we're obviously looking for a low in the market this year.